Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am going to get started right away today with callers. So here's the deal. If I say your area code, please let me know your name and where you're calling from. And also, you can ask me a question or connect with a loved one on the other side. Please keep it to one question. There are a lot of people waiting. The switchboard is full. And I try to get to as many people as possible during the show. So having said all of that, let's get going. I'm going to go to caller with the area code 386. Hello, 386. How are you doing today? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. This is Cindy. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me go in the other room where I might hear you better. We've got a little bit of a thunderstorm outside, but I have a better reception.
Aww.
Is this better?
Okay. It's a little better. So where are you calling from, Cindy?
Pardon me?
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Florida.
Awesome. Now, Cindy, what's your question for the day?
I was wondering if you can give me any insight as with my new business, when you see that picking up. I've been doing a lot of footwork and legwork and putting in proposals and have one that's been accepted and waiting on a start date, and which will really kind of launch everything because they have multiple properties. And that's the only one so far that's been accepted. But it's I was wondering if you see when that door will open, when we'll start, get the okay to move forward.
You know what? It's you know, everything happens in perfect or divine timing. So what I'm getting is a month. Now, when I hear a month, it's either within that month time or right around that month time. And I'm going to tell you, this is all going to pop, and I hear August end. So near the end of August. As you go into September, you're going to have more offers come in. Make sure you don't bite off more than you can chew at that point. We all want things to take off. We all want them to be very, very big, but grow as you can. Make sure you have the resources. You want to be able to provide the best service, and you do that by just make sure that you're not biting off more than you can chew is the main message. So I feel like the end of August into September, and then throughout September, things are going to take off a little bit better for you. You're going to have some real good I feel like you're going to have money luck in September too. A lot of money luck coming in September. I just see these gold coins dropping for you. And that's usually a sign of money coming in. So I feel like, excuse me, I feel like it's going to be a very somewhat lucrative time. Now, the thing about these gold coins that are dropping for you, some of them are coming down more quickly than the others. So that means like some of it, like it might be a time span, like one gold coin might come in at this time, the next at this time, and the next at this time. So I wish you the best. I see this being successful. You just have to stick with it and ride out the difficult times. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Do you see anything coming before the end of August that I'll have to live on? Like I have, still have responsibilities,
well, like
bills
to
pay.
I completely understand. Like I said, I'm hearing month. I feel like it could be any time within the month. I feel like there might be a small project coming in, but everything I hear, it's all month. Now, again, when I hear month, that could be in approximately a month or within the month. Okay? So,
okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the week.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Messages from Above with Toni Green. I am here every Monday from noon until noon 30 Central Time. And I also do a TV show once a month, Psychic Medium Toni G, where you can call in for my TV show and get answers on TV. And that is the second Tuesday of the month at 1:30 p.m. via Blog Talk and WSCS. I'm going to 203 next. Hello, 203. How are you today?
Toni, it's Pat. How are you?
I'm good, Pat. How are you?
Okay. I did a session with you, and
I don't know.
Yep.
Let's get to it, sweet girl, because there are, like, a lot of people waiting today.
So I know who you are, love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm improving or not. Did they have anything to say, or I still have major exhaustion and weight problems?
Okay, so I want to reiterate that, and I know for most people that I really do know that for most people, we don't have one thing that happened and we're trying to clear up one thing. We have one thing that happened that is on top of a whole lifetime of things that happened. So one clearing, one healing session normally is not going to get rid of a lifelong problems, especially if you've had a very traumatic childhood, a very traumatic adulthood. And when a clearing or a healing happens, typically we're focusing on one area and we do the best we can. The angels or the Holy Spirit come in and they take out what they can. I always say we don't heal as we want to. I wish I could touch people on the forehead and they would be boom, healed so quickly. That would be my greatest thing. But we heal as we can. Our body needs to adjust to the new us because there's a certain comfort zone in where you are. And I always say when the chaos is bigger than the pain will go away. But as long as the pain, you're getting a bigger payoff from the pain than the relief of the pain, you can't let that pain go. Now, nobody wants their pain. Please don't misunderstand me. But the bottom line is we've learned to operate from it. It's become our new normal. And when we look at things in a new way, then we can operate from a new way. Thank you so much for calling in today, Pat. I'm going to go directly to 780. Hello, 780. How are you today?
Hey, Toni, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey, awesome. How are you today, Jay?
Good. Thanks so much for, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, everything is amazing as usual. So how can I help you today?
My question is that with my mother, she always give me signs and and dreams and things like that. I just wonder what the purpose of those dreams are for. I mean, they're symbolic and they're not always the same. So I just wondered.
So the first thing I hear, Jay, I'm just so sorry, but she is like right here in my face going, to let you know, to let you know, to let you know. So she just wants to let you know. She's giving you the clues. She's feeding you the answers before the questions appear is what she's saying. To let you know, to let you know, to let you know. I'm going to just go with this. It's never ending. We're not gone. We are here. You are with us as we are with you. And to let you know, to let you know, we're not, you are as much spirit as we are, is the easier way to say that. She rephrased it for me because I couldn't figure out the first way how that was coming out. And to work from spirit, to work from, don't get complacent, don't get complacent, don't get complacent. Strive, strive, strive. Everybody has a mountaintop they are trying to get to let you know, to let you know, to let you know. I hope that's helpful, Jay. I hope that makes sense for you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see what she's trying to get at then. Okay.
Yeah. And I love, I love connecting with your mom. Every time I do, she is like this really vibrant spirit that is like no fuss, no muss. Tell it like it is. Going to happen now. Boom. I'm dropping it on you. She wants you to know she is having, so what I see is a birthday cake. She is having birthday cake. So I don't know if her birthday or her new birthday is near or somebody's birthday is near, because she is saying, I'm having birthday cake. I am having birthday cake. And to me, I don't want to put my own meaning on this, because this could mean something different. Maybe she just really loves birthday cake or a specific birthday cake. But to me, that could mean somebody's birthday is near and she's letting you know, or this is a confirmation. So whatever that means for her, for you, is like birthday cake, birthday cake, birthday cake, and then I see a cake with candles. So, and maybe this is symbolic of a birthday from the past that she was at. Only you know what this means, and it might not pop for you right now, but I feel like you're going to have it by the end of the day. Okay, Jay?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so grateful every time I get to connect with loved ones on the other side. So thank you so much.
You're very blessed. Thank you much for doing your work. Thank you. Helping
others. Oh, no, it's a blessing to be able to help people. And I look forward to next time.
Yes. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
I am going to go to 336 next, pushing your mic. 336, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. Where are you calling from, and what would you like help with today?
I'm calling from California, and my question is, if we stay here in California, how long do you think it will take me to find a job?
I just am hearing a while. It's a complicated situation. There are things coming into California that nobody is aware of. It's going to get more complicated.
Okay.
I don't like to give these predictions because sometimes I don't know what they mean exactly. Like I don't know the totality of them or how this is meant, but And I don't like putting fear out there. I don't even know if I should give this prediction that I've been getting. I am just getting, it's a very complicated situation. It's going to get more complicated. There are things coming into California that nobody's aware. I'm just going to get there. They are just going to repeat what I've said, and I'm going to say it one more time. Because
okay.
the understanding, there needs to be understanding of this, not only for you, but for many others, is what I'm getting here. It's a very complicated situation. There are things coming into California that nobody is aware of yet. There are things with California going on behind the scenes that nobody is aware of yet. And it's going to make it much more complicated and much more difficult not only to uproot and leave there, but to be there. It's going to be a no-win, damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, not only for you, but many others there. There is shocks. There's a lot of shocks coming. And for whatever shocks mean, like I said, I don't like to put fear and I don't like to do this. In the past when they've said this, these things have happened, maybe not in the way we thought, but when I've posted this area needs to watch out for this, it's happened, and to what extent? What I'm going to say is I've been getting a lot of messages about California, and I'm going to say this even though I don't want to, because they will not let me not say it. I keep hearing California is going down, California is going down, California is going down. Now, what does that really mean? You know, it could mean a huge number of things. We all know that California is having many difficulties in certain areas right now with the tent cities and some of the other things going on there. Does it mean there's more of that? I'm not going to look into that. I'm not going to answer to that extent. All I can tell you is what the information I am getting straight away, the direct message that I am getting. And for you, my love, I keep hearing, get out, get out, get out, get out while you can.
Okay.
So if that is an option,
well,
don't hesitate.
Yeah.
I just hear, get out while you can. It's going to be very problematic for people to get out of California in the near future. Now,
okay. Well, that's
a lot of people.
Though.
Yeah, please. This isn't even about you finding work there. And I don't, again, I don't like giving messages of fear or, you know what I mean? Like, I love to put, like, faith out there because there as the mind goes, so does the body. And in the mind, the universe is created. And I want to say everything's going to be okay. Everybody just needs to say peace, love, and, you know, joy. But that's not always the reality. We live in a real world where real things can happen. We all know many, many parts of California have been devastated by fires and, you know, there have been some earthquakes. And what I'm getting, I don't know what it looks like in the end. It could just be a small little tremor. It could be that, like, a big company start with, I don't know what it is. I don't want to say what it is. I don't want to know what it is, to be perfectly honest. But the sooner you can let go and find new roots, the better you are going to be. Is that a fair?
Well,
that was a really long round the world answer for you.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. The only thing that's mainly keeping us here right now is, one, we're looking for work, but our wedding venue and wedding is in January, but we really need to find work way before then, and that's the venue is in California. We live here in California, and it would be easier to wait until then, but with what you're saying now, it's kind of like, okay, well, do we just need to move and then just come back for the wedding or something? Because so that's kind of where I'm like, oh, I'm not
you know
sure.
What? Like, what I'm going to say is that's probably your – I know that might be a that might not, you might think that that's the more difficult option, but I'm going to tell you that might be the better option. It's a, consider it a destination wedding, if you will. If you wait, it might be problematic for you. I feel like the messages that I'm getting are very clear for you, and I hope that you understand where they're going with this.
I think I do, and actually what I'll probably just because it's kind of brought up more thoughts in my head is I'll probably reach out to you after the show or something. So
okay, that would be wonderful. I'll help you in any way I can. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of unknowns and variables in your area, like in that whole area right now, and there are a lot of hidden agendas. Okay, this obviously still channeling. There are a lot of hidden agendas that there's a lot people aren't aware of that they're going to become aware of, and they will not go lightly into the night, is what I'm hearing, whatever that means, okay? So sometimes I give a message, and I really don't want to know the dark side of things. I like to like pretend everything is like all good energy and love, peace, and like I said earlier. But I'm just saying, make a path and walk down it. Make a new road and walk down it. It's never too late to recreate or create a new existence. Life is all about exploring and finding, and we have a big, beautiful world. If it's not working where you are, get up and go where it will work. Seriously. There is too much of this world that is amazing and beautiful to be stuck in a place where things are not working out for you. That's
yeah.
Boom, boom, and boom. For anybody listening right now, that is the bottom line fact. Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an amazing, after I just dropped all that on you, please have an amazing week.
Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetie. I look forward to talking to you and getting updates in the near future.
Thank you. That would be great.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, love. Okay, I'm going directly to 562. 562, how are you today?
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Hey, Yvonne, how are you? How do you feel about the messages I just gave you? California. Awesome.
I know. I was listening, but you sound like you're very correct because we've been having a lot of problems here in California with earthquakes and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, so, love, what is your question today?
Okay, my question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits?
What's your timeline? I need a timeline
hopefully,
from you, and
hopefully,
I can tell you.
Hopefully within 8 months. Hopefully within 8 months.
Yes. I actually, okay, so thank you for giving me that, because eventually all of us get our SSI benefits. I actually am hearing the 6 month mark is strong. At 4 months, I feel like you are going to have to give practical, pay attention to this, practical information, key information.
Okay.
Very, very
okay.
practical information. And then at the 6 month mark, everything should be set and in place. Now, if your practical information is erroneous, it will take a little bit longer. So you need to make sure it is extremely factual and you have everything you need moving forward. Okay, love?
Okay.
So once this happens, please give me a call back. I mean, you can call back before that. And actually,
okay.
Let's do this. I haven't done a clearing yet today, so it's time. Anyone being blocked or we are being blocked or stopped from money coming to us, whether it's a job, Social Security, whatever it is. And I get a yes. So let's start clearing that. That's my perfect, happy clearing for the day that I'm happy to give for everybody, you and everybody listening or re-listening. And if you need to re-listen to this to get more clearing of money being blocked from you, to come to you, whatever that money is, whether maybe you borrowed somebody money and you're waiting for it to come back. Everybody just listen to this a couple of times, and you should, I feel this leaving like from my stomach area all the way up the center, out my throat. And every time I do clearings, it's just like I can't catch my breath a little bit. So hopefully, I know it works, but we'll see what happens for you and if this helps speed it up a bit prior to that six-month mark. Just they're really stressing to have that factual, factual, paperwork available and ready when it's needed. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Excellent. You are so welcome. Have an amazing week.
You too.
Okay, I have time for caller three. I'm sorry. Caller 561 is the next caller. Hello, 561. How can I help you today?
Hi, thank you so much for having my call. I want to know what she's coming up from my problem.
Okay, so you are breaking up horribly, and I might have to go to the next caller.
Could you hear me?
Because I can.
Could you?
No.
Okay, could you hear me now?
That's a little better. Okay, what's your question, love?
You see, what coming in for my love life.
Okay. Okay, the message I'm getting from you, and I'm going to do this really, I'm going to do this for you right now. There's something stopping or blocking her from a healthy, happy, loving relationship. I get a yes. We're going to clear having anything stopping or blocking you from a healthy, happy, loving relationship. We're going to clear that because even if somebody comes in, we have this sabotage mode that we go into where we start saying and doing things out of reaction rather than responding. And you are feisty. You are a feisty firecracker, and I love that about you. So I want you to be able to be that feisty firecracker in a way that is advantageous for any relationship that comes in. And I feel like in the month and a half, now there's the potential of up to four people coming in throughout, you know, we date some, we have coffee, maybe a phone conversation, we meet somebody, up to four people coming in. I'm going to tell you, I feel like you're going to think it's the second one, but I'm going to tell you the third one has the strongest connection for you, the strongest ability to be a really good potential long-term partner. Now, you're not going to know this at the time because your timelines are going to be a little bit off. And you might think, oh, my God, I have to go through three people? No, that doesn't mean we're going to, like, have hoedowns with them and be, like, all intimate with them. Like I said, you might talk to one for a week, one for a month. It's the third one. You cannot skip the first two because you are going to learn very relevant information about yourself and how you communicate with men that needs to be tweaked a bit. And also, from these first two men, you're going to learn a little bit more about what you personally want and expect in a man and that you do deserve it. Every man's going to get a little bit better, so hold out for number three. Once you're with number three, number four is going to tailgate him. Don't even bother. Don't even bother. He's a player, not a stayer. Okay, love? I hope this is helpful for you.
Yeah, that was beautifully said. That was beautifully said. I love the part. He's a stayer, not a player.
He's a player, not a stayer. Number four is a player, not a stayer. And, you know, there are girls like that, not as many, but there are a lot of boys out there that are like, hit it and quit it. I just want to play for a day. I'm going to tell you everything you want to hear in a minute. You know what? Hit the mute button on that and move on. Okay, really quick, sweetie, I got to say thank you to everybody listening. Please re-listen for the clearings that we did today. I love you all. Can't wait for next week.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, love. Have an amazing week. Blessings.
Thanks.